minute, but we are back. Learn Life Podcast. This is McGirt here with
Shaq, your co-host.
And Big A here, man.
Yeah.
Our other co-host.
Yeah. Yes. Our other what?
Co-host. Yeah. I messed up.
Our other co-host.
It's been a while.
Co-host, yes.
We want to welcome Ariel to the podcast. You know, we have a third member now. Welcome.
I'm excited for this, man. I'm excited for this journey we're about to take.
How you feeling, man?
Feeling good, man. I'm feeling good. I can't complain. Can't complain at all. You know, I mean, living life.
We took a little layoff, but we're back with surprises.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Sometimes you got to take a little pause to improve.
Absolutely.
And that's what this is right here, you know? That's the beginning of something new.
Absolutely. So I feel like with that, you said you're okay. So let's kind of jump into how we're each doing, right? So mentally, physically, emotionally, we've all went through some changes.
Yeah,
in definitely. Each one of those spaces, mentally, physically, and emotionally.
Oh,
so
no, 2021 has been a journey for all of us. Yeah. And I'm assuming everyone else, you know, if you're not feeling the effects of 2020, then God bless you, man. But 2021 has definitely been a year to remember. Sure.
So with that, I would say, like, we, I guess, take turns. So how would you say you feel mentally, physically, emotionally? Like, out of 10, would you say?
Yeah. So overall, honestly, like a solid 7.
Okay.
Mentally, you know, mentally is rough, bro. Like, my daughter just moved out. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm, like, alone. So.
Which is huge.
I've had her in my life. Her whole life.
Forever.
You know what I'm saying? So correct. Just like I had my wife and my daughter there. Now, you know, I dealt with the whole ex-wife thing that the first few months of the year, you know, and that was hard to get through. And now my daughter left and now I'm dealing with that. But in between all that, what's kept me going is just working out, man, working out and working on myself, more importantly. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm doing things this year that I would have never done. You know what I'm saying? And that right there is... It's hard, bro. It's hard. I'm not gonna lie, man. Working on yourself, if it's something you've never done, extremely hard. You know, losing weight is something I've always wanted to do, and I've always made excuses for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh no, I was born a big kid. I was 13 pounds when I was born, so I was born fat. That was just that. You know what I'm saying?
Your pictures as a kid, you look like a grown ass man.
Yeah. So like when I was born, they were like, oh, he's a toddler.
You said,
you know, like,
yeah.
I feel like you start to believe the things in which you tell yourself.
Yeah, oh, facts. Oh, absolutely.
Innately. You know what I mean? Like, your subconscious turns into reality. So, I'm big. I was born big. I'm always going
to
be big.
That's just how I am.
Yeah, that's just how I am.
Healthy people, like fit people, and I used to be like, oh, he was probably born like that. Like, he was born skinny, and then it was just easy for him.
When you would see me when I was 21, when I was lifting weights heavy, he used to be like, you're like that because you're black.
Yeah.
That's facts. He's like, you're mad brother because you're black. That's why.
For sure. But,
So physically, I mean, you had a 7 overall. So
yeah,
physically
overall,
now,
a 7
so you,
for sure.
But tell us your journey, though, because you dropped a significant amount of weight, bro.
Yeah, so I'm down 62 pounds right now. The last time you guys interviewed me, I was down 40 pounds in March.
Yes.
But the journey started in November, so I've been at it for almost a year. And, nah, man, you know, I made a post yesterday, and it got almost 5,000 likes and almost 300 comments, and it's been less than 24 hours, and it blew me away. The amount of people that were DMing me and asking me, like, yo, how did you do it? I got kids, 19, 20, 21, hit me up, like, yo, I'm super overweight. How did you do it? And it's kind of inspiring, bro, because I wish I had that motivation when I was younger. I just turned 43, so for 42 years, I was just in the comfort zone, bro. When you get in that comfort zone, you're good. You know what I'm saying? You're like, I'm married. Yeah, that's right. The comfort zone is a tempting place to be at, but nothing ever grows there except for your damn belly, you know? it's a fact, you know? You were just showing me pictures of 2020. You were 220 pounds. Like, I don't remember this man ever being that big.
Yeah.
And then he showed me pictures, and I'm like, wow, that's crazy. But we tend to get comfortable, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, I'm financially stable. I got my wife, so I don't got to impress nobody else. I got my only kid. I'm good. Like, I got my house. Like, you know, you think you have all this, and then you're like, yeah, I'm good. I don't got... But what about yourself? You're blinded. You forget to take care of yourself. You know what I'm saying? And like I told you, it took me 42 years in a divorce to find myself. You know what I'm saying? And the way the journey started for me was she would get home, and for me to avoid any fights with her, I would just leave the house and just walk. And at that point, when I was almost 400 pounds, if I would walk two blocks, I would get so exhausted that I would come back home, take a shower, and I was ready to go to bed because my body was already tired after working a 14-hour day. Because at that point, I was working 4 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. It was a very, very long day. But that's all I knew how to do. I was so focused on getting the bag that I forgot to focus on myself. But like I said, you need to fall on your face in order to realize what you're doing, bro. Like, and 2021, bro, I've learned so much, man. Like, I'm done. I'm done chasing the bag.
You know what's crazy? In that book you have right there, right? The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. Hilarious story. Not even hilarious, but a great story. Yeah. It drops a story about Buddha, right? And Buddha, a lot of people don't understand or knew that he was a prince at one time. So early Himalayas, right? There was a, of course, a king had a prince, Buddha, and he wanted to keep him from the outside world, right? So gave him everything, let him live lavish. So one day Buddha was like, all right, I want to travel outside these walls and see what's out there. Saw people dying, hungry, starving, you know what I mean? Like just living horribly. Sure. He was like, man, like came back to his castle and was like, what are we doing? We're living wrong. You know what I mean? So I want to live like these people. So left the castle and started living like those people. Right. And then thought to himself after years, I'm living wrong. What am I doing?
Yeah, man.
When you go out and try to search for happiness, right? It's a void that you're trying to fill. So when you actually feel like you found it, you never do.
That's a fact.
So happiness, one of the things I've got from that book is happiness is in the problem. When you start to solve your problems, that's when happiness is found, right? So when you find the problem and then you solve it, that's essentially when happiness is made. When there's no longer a problem, you tend to no longer have happiness. When you lose the weight, your goal is over.
Sure.
Now what, right?
Yeah.
You make the money, your goal is over.
Right.
Now what? You get the wife that you always wanted, goal is over. Now what? So it's like you found your happiness. Now what is there next to do? And so instead of searching for things, so this is what I have on tattooed on my arm. It's for the movie, but it's also like a double entendre, right? I'm not looking for it because it's endless. You know what I mean? Live in the moment.
Sure.
When you appreciate the moment in which you live in, then you start to appreciate life. Because if I'm forever searching for...
That's deep, by the way.
Thank you.
Super deep.
If I'm forever searching for the best car or the best woman or the highest amount of money, the biggest job, you know what I mean? Like, I will never be happy in my life.
Searching forever.
I'll be searching forever.
There's
so,
always something that's going
to
be better.
Exactly. So it's a double entendre, you know what I mean?
No,
to remind me, like, just don't look. You got it.
And that was my mentality 2020 and beyond. And before that, I should say, right? It was... Ooh, I made this much. Let me go make more. And let me go get more. Oh, and I paid off this house. Let me go pay off this house. And when does it end? You know what I'm saying? And it was just like, yo, I'm done with that shit, bro. I'm done with being tired. I was always tired.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And physically, I felt horrible, bro. It was just like.
I feel like one thing Gary Vee always says that I like too is when you enjoy the process, enjoy the journey,
sure.
You appreciate life more.
Yeah,
because you're not worried about the end goal, right? Us struggling right now, us trying to get our clothing brands off the ground, the podcast, everything.
Yeah.
That's what matters.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
When we build character, we build ourselves up. Because once we get it, then it's more so like we already have it. We don't appreciate it anymore. This is what matters,
sure,
right here.
Sure.
You know what I mean? This is what builds us as people. Because at the end of it, it doesn't. I mean, once we get it, people don't tend to care anymore anyway.
Let me tell you, I'm at a point in my life right now that the whole Big A Customs thing can end tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I'd be okay with it, bro. I'd be okay with it because if I can do this and talk to the youth.
Masses.
So I'm 43. So when I say the youth, I mean, you know.
Even us, yeah.
Yeah, anyone younger than me, if I could tell you about life experiences, financial discipline, do's and don'ts in marriages, everything that I did wrong. And some might even say, yo, that's not wrong. You know what I'm saying? I've told people my story and they're like, yo, you didn't do anything wrong. And I'm like, yo, bro. Not paying attention to your wife is wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like chasing the bag and just throwing your loved one to the side, that's wrong. Mm-hmm. I did that. So I would preach that to someone who's starting a business. Like, yo, if you're going to start a business, make sure that your significant other is on board 100%, not 90%. Because that 10% could cause a lot of friction. You know what I'm saying? And when you're a kid from the projects, bro, who I don't want to say I never had anything, because I was blessed to have my dad always, so, you know what I'm saying? He always had it for us, man. But regardless, I grew up in the projects, bro, in Brooklyn in the 80s. That shit was not easy, bro. And you learn to appreciate what you have now. You know what I'm saying? And I got lost, bro. I was making so much money that I just got lost in chasing it, because I've never had that opportunity. But I lost myself in the mix of chasing it.
But growing up, I would always feel like none of us were, you're ignorant, but you're not, nobody can blame you for what you don't know.
Right. Facts. Yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah, for sure.
So nobody can blame you for your ignorance. People can blame you for the knowledge in which you do not try to receive after you succumb to being, all right, I know I'm ignorant, right? So once you realize, all right, I know I'm lacking in these departments, let me try to figure it out, right? So you not growing up, understanding what a stock portfolio looks like, you could have stopped right there, like a million other people.
I didn't think that was available to us.
But you switched that and you said, okay, now I'm going to heighten my knowledge, right? And I'm going to learn what this is. Oh. I'm going to teach my family. Yo, my family's going to teach me.
The Wall Street Trapper said it best. He said, Wall Street now looks like us.
It's a fact.
And by us, he means everyone and anyone. You could be yellow, black, green, doesn't matter who you are.
That's a fact.
Because not for nothing, growing up in that era,
stigma.
Wall Street was
white.
The
blue collar.
You know what I'm saying? Like, my man had the tie on.
White collar.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, wow, I'll never be able to do that, bro. Because I'm Hispanic from the hood.
I think certain things are not attainable.
People. Yeah.
Like, bro. For instance, like growing up, we think like buying a house is unattainable.
Yeah.
Look at like how, look at like renting a house, like boom, I got a place, or renting an apartment.
Yeah.
And it being nice and paying X amount of dollars, but it goes nothing. You're just throwing it away. You know, think those things from the lane we come from that
we can't do. Not that. Available to us. For sure. That's definitely a fact. Is. But someone has to break that mold.
100%.
And for me, it was my oldest brother. When he was 21, he started a family and bought a house. So for me, he's 56, I'm 43, so think about that. He's 13 years older than me. So when I saw that as a child, I was like, wait a minute, I can get out of here? And he taught me. You know what I'm saying? And I watched and I learned, bro. Mind you, I dropped out in the ninth grade. So I never cared for school at all. And I'm not saying that I recommend that to kids today, because in today's world, you need an education to get a good job or a good career. Now, you can start a business just as easily if you focus and you put your all into it. You know, I mean, this thing right here, this phone, it's endless what you can do with it.
100%.
I run my entire life off of it, like, legit, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, bro, you got to listen to some OGs, man, and listen to their stories and take a little bit from them. Take a little bit from over here and a little bit from over there and learn and put that together and be like, yo, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm not going to do. You know what
Chew
I'm saying?
Chew the meat, spit out the bone.
Yeah, bro, of course, man. And, you know, like I said, I had my two older brothers, bro, that I watched and I always learned. And I was like, okay, I'm definitely not getting divorced. I saw what happened to him. But I had
everybody's path is different. Bro, you know what
I'm
saying?
And I'm not talking anything about my ex, bro. Like, we just didn't see eye to eye, boom, and that happened, you know? But now I understand that today, you know? But watching my brother when I was a kid, I was like, what a mistake, bro. Why did he leave? Why did he leave his family behind? But you know what? You learn that you need to be happy.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? Like, even my daughter was like, when I told her, baby, me and mom are getting divorced, she was like, it's about damn time. You know what I'm saying? We do things, bro, to try to, we stick around in relationships and we try and try and try. And then you're like, yo, there's nothing here, man. Mm-hmm. You know? So if you're in a relationship and you see that years are going by and you're still in the same hole and you're still arguing over the same thing, you need to sit down and analyze it, bro, because it might be time to, you know what I'm saying? It's as shitty as it is, it might be the healthiest thing for yourself, for your spouse, for your children, for anyone that's in that situation. You know what I'm saying?
If you're not willing to, and then of course I want to jump into how you feel as a whole. you're not willing to sit down and have those conversations as a couple,
right,
and discuss what you're going through as a whole, right, and how you guys can fix it, then it's really, like you said, there's no point.
Nah, for sure,
no
man,
point.
For sure,
because communication. Because growing up, I always wondered. People ask you, like, what do you look for in a relationship? What's the right. most important sure. thing, sure. right? And I learned, especially over time, that in my relationship, the most important thing is communication.
Bro.
That's it.
I preach that every day to couples now, bro. They'll come up to my booth and they'll be like, yo, Big A, and the third, I'm looking to start a business. And I'm like, are you two married? Are you guys together? I'm like, yo, as long as the two of you are in 100%, this will work. If she's not with you and you're not with her, in on this, it's not gonna work. I promise you right now. You guys are gonna be bumping heads. All, yo, the first thing I told my little bro Daniel when I gave him the sneaker business was like, yo, I'm telling you right now, you will fight a lot with your wife. This is gonna take a lot of your time away. So please, bro, don't lose focus of that. It's the first thing I told him. Before I even gave him the business, it's the first thing I told him. Because I would hate to see a nice family break up over money, bro.
100%
it's
not worth
chasing the bag. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, it sucks, bro, that it took for me to lose so much. You know what I'm saying? I lost a marriage of 23 years, bro, over chasing the bag. But we didn't see eye to eye. If she had the same vision that I had, we'd still be together probably. You know what I'm saying?
Or we can kind of counteract that if you had the same vision that she had.
Oh, no. So I was going to say.
Oh, yeah.
But her vision was different.
Her vision is different,
yeah. There's nothing wrong with her vision.
Absolutely, yeah.
But if your visions aren't parallel,
perception,
it's
yeah.
not going to work. You know what I'm saying? She was going this way and I was going that way. And there's nothing wrong with that, bro.
Absolutely, yeah.
She's happier and I'm not happier. And it's beautiful. You know what I'm saying? And going on a year, bro, that I've been a single man. And that shit is wild, bro.
Yeah.
You know? So, but I'm a better person. From it, you know,
the first rule of man is preservation of self.
Facts, bro.
So you have to worry about how you're doing before you can help somebody else. What they tell you on an airplane, you put your mask on first before you put on somebody else's.
That's true.
So, I mean, you, bro, like how you been mentally, physically,
emotionally,
as a whole, what would you put if you put a number on it? What would you put?
I would say, like, mentally, probably an 8.
Wow. Okay.
Probably like a 6.
Ooh, you see?
Okay.
6. And what was the other one?
Emotionally.
Emotionally, like a 10.
Okay.
Nice. Yo, talk yeah, about it.
That's nice.
I need to get that. Yeah. So you said 6, 8, 10. So you got an average 10. Of a 7.5.
That's very good math.
Quick math.
Quick math. Yeah.
Big check, quick math.
Mentally, like the last episode we were talking, I was saying we got back from Vegas. Landlord was like, hey, I'm selling the house.
Come a little closer as you
just
keep
like
going.
That.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like that.
Just like,
we got
yo,
back on Monday, the Memorial Day, the 31st.
He told me Sunday,
in
the
Vegas.
Day before we left in Vegas, me and him were walking. And he's
to
like,
the
yo.
Caesars. Yeah.
He's like, yo, you got a month of selling the house.
That is wild. After that, being there, how many years?
5.
And a great tenant.
Yeah. 5 years.
Yeah,
through
man,
COVID, like everything. That. But I mean, life happens. Like, when you ask me, you're like, damn, bro, like, what are you going to do? I was like, figure it out. You know? Had to find a new place, but I had to stay with my parents for a month. I haven't been at my parents' house since I was 21 years old.
Years.
Yeah. So it's 9 years.
New customs, new
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, so I'm there, and it was just like.
Yeah, but that was a bump in the road.
That's, no, absolutely, but just to go into where I'm at
yeah,
mentally.
For sure.
You know, so that was like, yo, I got to get out of here, you know, which led to me, like, eating bad, just going to certain habits that I killed.
Yeah.
And I went right back to it. So,
and you being honest about that is going to be able to help so many other people that are
yeah,
going through the same thing.
But I think that's a huge part is making sure you're honest with self.
100%.
You know, but through that time, even though like mentally I was like, a lot of good things in life were happening to me, like financially and just like mm-hmm. very good opportunities. And in that time, I was like, okay, all these good things are happening to me. And I would be like, oh, like, yo, thank God. But then I really started thinking about that, right? And it's like, yo, we say that all the time. You know, thank God for this. But it's like, yo, how's your relationship with God to just be like, yo, thank you? Or when people do bad things and you're in the dirt and you have nothing, God, please, you ask. You're always asking these questions.
Beg, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, yo, like, what does that really mean? Like, what's the purpose behind that? So I really started to get into religion and I ended up converting over to Islam. I took my Shahada and I'm a Muslim. So mentally, that put me in a whole different state, you know, where it's like you find something and you kind of like find your purpose.
No pernil?
I haven't eaten pernil.
I was gonna say he never.
You know that,
but he's never. Yeah, you've never.
He never really ate.
But like now, like legit, no pernil.
It was never
really a thing, though.
No, but seriously, no pernil.
Ariel. So for those listening, Ariel has known me since I was like 14 years old.
Yeah.
And I've never touched.
Always.
Yeah, never touched pork. Yeah. Sure.
Turkey bacon.
Yeah, but like so, for instance, going to that, and not to really like preach because that's not what I'm here for. Like about religion.
But you're telling your truth, so people need to hear it. So if you feel like you need to say that, say it.
No, but that's not what I mean.
It's a part of you, though.
It's a part of me. But it's like I can sit here and preach it all day, but like as a Muslim, that's not
who you. Yeah, exactly. So
it's like I can tell you this, but I'm not gonna, for instance, like not to speak down on anybody, but like a lot of Christians you meet, they'll preach the push that Bible and like, yo, you have to do this and you have
sure.
to. Like that's not what I'm here for. You know, it's like,
absolutely. I feel you.
It's if you really want to dig deep into it and learn about it, the values and everything, scientifically, everything
makes sense.
You know
what I'm saying? For sure.
For what we were just discussing and all those things and just values and put your wife and things like that first, it's all there in the order it's supposed to be. So
and we're all humans. Yeah. Right? So we all deal with the demons and then the temptation and the pressure and the presence of him down there every single day,
yeah.
Right? So like we try to live our best life and walk as straight as we can, but him knowing that that's damn near nearly impossible every correct. Single day, yeah. we're here to make mistakes and grow from those.
And that was my problem. I was always big on the religion, and I was like, I don't want to do that until I'm a certain way or I'm perfect. And it's like, bro, then you're never gonna do it because no one's perfect. You know, you try to live a better life. You live by this word and by these guidelines, and if you mess up along the way, you ask God. It's just you and the creator.
Forgiveness. Absolutely.
There's no like you have to go to church every day and you have to do this. Sure. It's between you and the creator. You pray how it is in the book, and whatever book you read, that's how every prophet has prayed, and that's it. It's just between you and him. Mm-hmm. So mentally, that's like the heavy part. The part that like kind of dragged me down was just having to go and pivot and hit that restart button. When it came to, okay, now I'm at my parents' and I got to go find a place because I can't be here. You know, it's not a situation where it's like, oh, I'm at my parents' house and I'm just going to stay here for a few months. Like, I was like, nah, I got to get out of here. You know, so I went, found a new place. Shout out to Judy. I'm in a good space there now. Emotionally, amazing. My daughter's doing amazing. Life is good. Going full-time into screen printing and, like, graphic design, clothing brands, like, that's art wonderful. Treating. Yeah, a little bit of everything. Yeah, definitely. You need your house painting, give me a call.
Yeah.
Sure. But yeah, so painting. Yeah. So moving into that, and taking that pivot, you know, and then just physically, I just know I got to get back to where I was and just like stay dedicated and really be on a better schedule. Like with moving in and everything, got a little hectic, but now I'm starting to get like back on.
Which you have. You know what I mean? You can definitely tell and touch on what you've been doing lately.
Yeah. So,
you know what I mean?
So I went and I signed up for boxing gym. I was doing, as most people know, I had a fight before, mm-hmm. you know, before. And then I was doing the boxing gym. It was cool, but it got to a point where it's like, okay, I don't want to be a boxer. It's not my goal. I was doing it to get into a certain shape and learn it. I did it. Now I need to go back to like overall health, you know? So
what do you do to stay healthy? You go to the gym?
I go to the gym, but I also try to stay. A big part of being healthy all around is being disciplined in life, period.
That's where I'm at now. That's the hard part.
Yeah. You have to be disciplined and just, you got to just know. It's not like, oh, someone's going to catch me doing this. You have to just know for yourself, like, yo, I shouldn't be doing this. You know, a lot of times it's like, goes back to like when you were a kid, like, oh, I'm going to get caught. No, you need to check yourself because you know what you look like at 365.
Word.
I know what I look like at 238. And I was like, yo, this is crazy. I know what I felt like.
You when you hit 238, did it bother you?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. It bothered me because I didn't like the way I looked.
Bro.
You know? But I was so lit in the moment of being out in the clubs and drinking and just wilding that I really didn't care because it was just a cycle.
Sure.
You know
sure.
what I'm saying? So you don't really get that moment to just sit back. And that's why when COVID hit, I had that moment.
Yeah.
But so now I'm just getting back to it. Shaq invited me to RDV in Maitland. Ridiculous gym. Have everything. He'd be like, oh, would you like a towel? Fucking right, I want a towel.
That's a fact.
And they have everything.
I will never leave Esporta.
Yeah, you say that now.
Nope. As of right now.
Yeah, no. It's just so convenient for me, bro.
That's what I'm saying. As of right now.
Yeah, if I end up in bougie ass Winter Park.
I was gonna say, but who could say never? You know what I mean? Because things change every day.
Promise.
I never thought I was gonna fight a boxing match. That wasn't even a goal of mine.
Things change every
day. Never thought I'd be losing weight.
You feel me? So
never say never.
But we do.
Yeah. Bro, as people every day.
People been asking me how did I lose weight? Mm-hmm. Walking and drinking water. That's how I started.
Staying disciplined.
Yeah, bro. Just walking and drinking water. I started with like a tenth of a mile.
Yeah.
And I went all the way up to 6 miles a day. And then I was, Mike, you know, I was good for a 2 liter a day of Coke.
Nigga, easily, a 2 liter. Dinner and rice, beans, whatever, and then have like
three cans.
Yeah, three cans of soda and crack them open.
It wasn't zips. I would like eat and then tear down a whole can.
Yeah.
And then I would eat halfway through my, and then tear down another can. Yeah. And then when I was done, another can. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And yo, shout out to Jaritos. Mm. Jaritos is that shit.
Used to fuck Jaritos up.
What is that? I'm ignorant.
Is the glass bottle Mexican
that you
drink
that you get in the Spanish stores?
Oh, like it comes in like Dorito. Orange. Yeah, Dorito.
So it's Jarito. And Jarito is a clay pot. That's what Jarito is.
Okay, I didn't know
that's
that.
That's why on the bottle it has.
For anyone that looks at the visuals and think this is a white man, he's Puerto Rican. You know, when I first met Ariel, I thought he was a white skinhead.
Yeah.
And then he started talking Spanish.
Yes, 100% Puerto Rican. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, that's how I say I'm doing on the whole, man. You know, and shout out to you for putting us on RDV, trying to get like everyone that we genuinely care about in the loop. We're gonna get
you two for leaving the sports.
Yeah, hey, we're gonna
we've been there since 2009.
One day, listen, on a free pass, and you're gonna
be good, bro. If it ain't broken, don't fix it, baby. My trainer Tammy is taking me to new levels.
That's
man.
Beautiful,
Eric. Shout out to you too, man. He was amazing.
But yeah, RDV
went back to school.
RDV is amazing, bro. Like yeah. We do a different class every day. We'd be in a steam room. We do strength training. We do CrossFit. We'd be in yoga. Shout out to Miss Bev.
Comes with the
yoga's coming for me. I'm doing that next.
Comes with the lemongrass towel when you're
over your eyes. Yeah. Shavasana.
When you're in the whatever. Shavasana. You know, the Shavasana.
Yeah.
You in that. You got your eyes closed. Comes with a lemongrass towel over the face. Boop.
Man, that's nice. Beautiful. Yeah. Shit. That sounds mad bougie.
Nigga, it's great.
Sheesh. We no race or anything. You know what I mean? Yeah. But we are genuinely probably the only two black people in the class.
Now you got the one old head too.
Oh yeah, yeah. Steve.
Steve.
Steve's an older gentleman. Mm-hmm. So probably like three of us.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Most of them are usually women. Mm-hmm. And then if they're not women, they're older white males.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you one thing that's cool about being a white Puerto Rican.
But
I don't get pulled over.
Mm. I got pulled over mad times.
Nope. I drive a pickup truck. I look like a redneck. Yeah.
And I used to have the Accord.
You just need a flag on the back of your car.
I had an Integra with a loud muffler and an Accord.
Yeah, that's true.
So you can imagine. Puerto Rican.
Yo, but even when I had an SI, I never got pulled over.
Yeah, because you look white.
Yeah.
They pulled me over one time and told me I looked like somebody, and they showed me the picture, and nigga had dreads and was 6'4".
Yo, that was such a midlife crisis. At 30, I bought myself an SI. Who does that shit?
They did.
He was dressed at 6'4". Though.
Yo, I swear
hilarious.
God. Yo, I was with my girl and they pulled. She was driving. Bro, she was driving her Taurus.
Him.
Boop, boop, boop. Yo, four cop cars. Oh, we're sorry. You fit the description. Nigga, show me the picture. How the fuck do I fit that description, bro?
Man, they hit you with that line?
Yo.
Shit.
Yeah, I've been pulled over many times. Being black on a Thursday, Tuesday, Friday. You never know.
Yo, I got pulled over in Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In Georgia for running a red light, I ran that shit, dog.
Yeah.
And I had my black homie in the back, Reggie.
Yeah.
And it was a black cop. I was like, yo, I got this. I brought down all the windows. And he was like, you were one of the brothers. You good. Get out of here. Let me go, baby.
Yeah, that's lit.
That's why I love my black people, man. You crazy?
That's why you really started this podcast.
I can never be racist. I grew up in the projects. You know what I'm saying?
I hate this guy.
Shit, huh? Think about it. I look white. Mm. I grew up with blacks and I'm Puerto Rican. Mm. Like,
you get the best of all three worlds.
Shit, bro. I could
back in the day in Brooklyn, were the black girls on you? You had good hair.
No. The black girls never gave me any attention. Never, man. Mm.
Nah, you have a Jerry curl. That's what it was.
I don't know what it was.
He had really good hair. His hair was A1. Yeah. Don't let it.
I had long hair.
Oh, shit. Yeah. You had braids, right?
This nigga took the biggest gulp ever.
Yeah, I'm thirsty all this talking, man. But, yeah, I had long hair. That shit was wild. And then I got married and went bald. Boom.
Mm.
But I was already going bald prior.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's not the cause.
Nah, but I was comfortable. So I was like, yo, I'm married.
I'm just shaving.
I'm going to just shave this shit off. I got a daughter now. Like, I'm good, man.
No, but just to, like, go back. Like, so I think, like, Oh, and also, Shaq, we didn't ask him. How you doing, man?
Yeah. So my man says he's at a 10 emotionally. That's awesome.
Mentally, emotionally, physically.
A total. What's your average?
Total?
Yeah.
I would say I'm at 7.
Damn, I'm all the way fucked
up. I'm a 7. Totally 7. Mm. I would say emotionally, I'm probably the best I've ever been. Mm. I'd probably say I'm like at a 9. Solid 9. Our relationship is really good. Mm-hmm. I feel like all my relationships now are extremely well because I had to take a step back. You know what I mean? Like, I took a long period of time where I didn't really talk to pretty much anybody. You know what I mean? Me and Mike was really not talking.
Yeah, for sure. Now, when you're going through a lot, bro.
I didn't really talk to anybody. I started reading a lot. So I finished about like three different books because I had to. Mm. You know what I mean? Shout out to. I cut off.
I wish I could do
it. It's funny because I woke up one day and I was talking to Mike and I was like, he was like, what happened? He was like, you releasing an album?
Just for anyone that knows, that does not know, when he refers to Mike, he's talking to me. That's my first name.
Gert.
A lot of y'all be like, who the fuck is Mike?
I was talking to Gert. Yeah. And he was like, yo, you releasing an album? And I was like, why? And he was like, all your pictures are gone. I literally just archived. And if anybody who knew me really knew me, like, mm-hmm. I was heavy on social media.
Yeah, for sure.
Had cultural noise. You know what I mean? Like, I had a multimedia platform. Like, mm-hmm. I was really on social media heavy. And I was just like, this isn't healthy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? This is not healthy mentally. Mm-hmm. It was
like glued to the phone.
Yeah, it was. I was glued to it. And then also perception. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I was looking at women and different, what people have, like, passing judgment on others. Like, I was just like, yo, this is not good. Yeah. Like, mentally, this is not the space I want to be in. Like, what I want to be, who I want to be as a person, and that's not it. So I had to just lay it off, you know what I mean, for a while. And now I'm creeping back on, but I still, like,
You know how good it feels to not be
I broke the habit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I broke the habit. So mentally now, I would say I'm at like a 10 due to, of course, like the readings and then the separation. Emotionally, I would say like I'm at a solid 9. Just because.
Can't wait to get there.
It took time though.
Yeah, for sure.
But right. Like, it took time just because, like, in my relationship, mother, girl, friends, everything, I had to realize who I have in my corner.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Who really matters. And for me to step back and look at that, I had to take that step back.
Sure.
To really see who really mattered, who was really there, and why I'm doing what I'm doing for the people that I'm with. Right? So it took that in order for me to be like, because emotionally before, I was probably at like a 3. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I was at a 3. Probably wasn't happy in a relationship. Me and mom always arguing, like, I wasn't comfortable around friends because I felt like I had to be or do something that really probably wasn't me. You know what I mean? Like, so I'd be like, that's not who I am. So I had to find me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that's how I got to that 9. Physically, I would say I'm at a fucking 4. Yeah, man. I'm at a 4.
You just showed me pictures of you at 220.
Yeah.
You're like a $160
right now. I'm not sure the answer of a 4. What? So I would love to hear it. I'll explain.
Jesus Christ. Because so I want to know what a 10 looks like.
Yeah. You weigh like, what, 175 pounds right now?
I weigh 173.
Yeah. You used to be what?
Oh, that's 50
pounds. I was 219.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I weigh 173.
So I would love to hear this, please.
Yeah. Okay, so I would say I'm at a 4 because, for one, I have to have another knee surgery.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. No, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I have to have a full ACL reconstruction, mm-hmm. right? So that's going to set me back another 7 to 8 months. Mm. So I'm saying I'm at a 4 right now because I'm not where I want to be physically. I know I can be way further than I am right now.
You know, if what
I was physically able to do what
respect,
I want to do.
Respect. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if I was able to run, mm-hmm. if I was able to, like, do 100% of the circuits, mm-hmm. like, I can't.
Yo, mm-hmm. I just ran a mile on the treadmill for the first time in my life.
Mm-hmm. And that's amazing.
That you said running. Mm-hmm. I like after that. I was done, mm-hmm. like, my thighs were going
to
blow up.
But to accomplish that.
Oh, dog, I felt like Superman.
You felt like you could fucking run through the
wall. Yeah, dog, I just.
Yeah.
And that's amazing.
Yo, and I dropped down and I did 20. I did 20 pushups because I was like, yeah, nigga, you got this shit.
But I'll say this, and not to interrupt you, I think you're kind of discrediting yourself because you still do that shit with your situation.
Yeah.
You're still in the classes. You're still right there with everyone. Yeah. Yeah. You know, you still pushing, like, for instance, when Gene went, you're like, yo, I had to push Gene to the workout. You're doing the show with one leg. You know what I'm saying? So,
but that's because I care about y'all.
No, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to, if I'm in the, going through that emotional period, like, if I'm in the fire with y'all, we going to get through this shit together.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, y'all not going, that's why, like, time has been such an important aspect, because if we going to do it, we going to do it together.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to push y'all through the fire. So, telling him, like, for years I've been telling him, like, yo, like, yoga, meditation, things like that. Mm-hmm. But it's not for me. Mm-hmm. It's for the individual to understand that they need it at that time. So when he finally realized, like, yo, this is fire. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't give him an I told you so.
Yeah, you know
what I mean? That's not for me. It's for this is the time that you found it.
Sure.
And it's good for you. You understand it now. And I appreciate that. I get happy because I'm like, now we can do it together. You know what I mean?
I walk in, Ms. Bev's like, oh, hi, Michael. I'm like, oh, hello. How you doing?
Yoga class?
Ready for my yoga class.
And it's crazy because
I'm ready for that, bro.
Because before any other person, they laugh. You know what I mean? It's a joke. Like, just do yoga. That's your bitch. That shit, ho.
Yoga was the not use that word. I thought that shit was corny.
Soft.
Yeah, it's soft.
Like, yo, my homie Carlos, we were in LA in December. It's specifically the day that Juice WRLD died. I remember waking up that Saturday morning, and it was like December 5th. And I go in the living room area of the place that we were renting. My man's stretching, and I'm like, yo, what are you doing, bro? He's like, yo, hey, I'm telling you, you got to do this shit. And I'm like, yo, that shit looks horrible, bro. I ain't doing that shit. I'm too manly for that. Bro, I'm dying to do that shit now.
Like, I was dying laughing. Like, the first class, I looked at this nigga. I was like, yo, you so dope. I'm over here doing yoga. Like, yo, this is crazy, you know? And it's an amazing feeling.
No. It's on. That's what I'm working on that next. I'm going to start.
It's
22, I'll start doing that shit. I promise you.
It's all perception. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's perception. When we grow up, our, like, little baby had a verse. He was like, I told my teacher I want to be Big Meech when I grow up. Because that's what we see.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? When we grow up, we want to be that.
Of course.
I want to have the car, the kicks, not knowing that. When we listen to, like, Wallow and Gilly now, they like, oh, that street shit corny, bro. That gets you nowhere.
Yeah, man.
I'm at the point where it's like, you could be the tough guy. I have nothing to prove.
For what?
It takes time and age. Like, look at their ages. You see what I'm saying? Like 100%. I said, I'm 43. I see things so much differently now, bro. You know what I'm saying? That I see 20-year-olds doing, and I'm like, yo, what is he doing?
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, what are you talking about? I used to get paid on Friday. I would run straight to the city and buy Iceberg and new whatever. And by Sunday,
horses,
I was broke.
Everything, Go to the club.
Yeah. But I was fly for the weekend just to go back to a job on Monday that I absolutely hated to do the same shit over and over and over. It's a vicious cycle. Bro.
Like, he just had his last night at, you mind if I?
No, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, he just had his last night at the club for promoting. Been doing it for years. We driving
there. He's growing, though. That's why.
And it's crazy. We driving there. I'm like, bro, I was with you when you initially first started
at
one of your first parties. To say this is your last party is crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we left early.
Yeah.
Because we wasn't even feeling it.
You're done. You're done. Yeah. That life is done, bro.
Correct.
That's why I was saying, you know, yo, I love what I do. God knows I love what I do, bro. And I don't ever wish any wrong.
Yeah.
But if it ended tomorrow, I might cry a little bit and it might hurt for a little while. But dog, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm at a point in my life where I just want to go on vacation like 4 or 5 times a year and just relax, bro.
You want to do things that matter. And I think that's like the break from the pod, and we'll go back, like was important. Like, having that layoff was important, just like mentally, physically, emotionally. Because like, for instance, if we were doing those episodes during that time, they would have been like shit.
Yeah.
It would have been a force, which anything forced doesn't fit. That shit it's not going to work. You know, so I think that was a very important moment that we needed to get to this point. You know, everything happens for a reason. This plan is bigger than us.
He knows what he's doing.
Nah, for sure. Yeah.
100%. He knows what he's doing.
100%. Like, I'm not a religious dude, but lately I've been getting into it. And I'm listening to one artist at the moment named Andy Mineo. Bro.
He's a rapper, singer?
Bro. So they label him a Christian rapper, which I dislike.
Okay.
Because if homie was mainstream, yo, bro, he'd be putting fire on a lot of these dudes' ass, bro.
Yeah.
He's a straight bar spitter, bro, but it's all positive, bro. All positive. You know what I'm saying? Like real life shit that we're all dealing with that we don't talk about. My man is spitting about it. Yeah. And I've been listening to him and it's helping me change as a person, bro. You know, like if I was listening to like something that wasn't positive, it might affect me negatively.
100%.
On top of all the stress and all the shit that I'm dealing with. Bro, I haven't cried in 3 days, but prior to that, I cried for like 10 days straight because my daughter moved out, bro.
Yeah.
That shit hurts, bro.
Yeah. If you keep bringing it up, I'm going to cry because I have a five-year-old and I can imagine when that point comes.
Yo, Mike.
So.
That shit hurts, dog.
Yeah.
It hurts, bro. It's my only baby, bro.
Yeah.
And it's my little girl, bro. And that shit hurts, bro. And So now she's a gamer. So every night she be going in heavy playing her games.
What does she play, Dino?
It's called Valor. V-A-L-L-A-R-D. Yeah, Valor. Mm-hmm. And I'd hear her in her room just screaming and cursing because she's
on the game. Going yeah, in. Yeah.
And yo, that shit would put me to sleep like a baby. But now this house is
it's at like security. You're like,
yeah, dog.
I know she's here. She's here. Exactly.
Just me. You know, I even set my alarm. I'm sleeping with my gun next to me, just on some paranoid shit, dog.
Yeah.
For no reason. But it's just.
Yeah. I sleep different when my daughter's with me and the weekends that she's out with me.
You know?
Like if I hear my daughter snores like a fucking 30-year-old man.
Really?
And she's 5 years old. But if I hear her snoring, I'll be like, I'm good. Like I'm chilling. You know, I know 4 o'clock. So I'm just going, Dad, can I sleep with you? Yeah, of course. Come on. In the bed. Versus like
last. You sleep better with her.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, versus like last night, I was up just for no reason. I'm hearing different shit. Yeah. I'm thinking, this thing knows I got an old. Humongous 19
musket.
Yeah, this shit is huge.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, damn, was that someone
the
outside?
Special.
Yeah. I'm like, was someone special. Outside? No, it wasn't. I'm tripping. Like, you be in your own head.
He walking around like Yosemite Sam. And shit like
yeah, ready. You know,
I'm the same way, bro. I got an AR-15 loaded and ready to go for no reason.
Yeah,
but it's just in my head, bro. I guess I can say I got PTSD from Brooklyn, bro. I seen so much shit growing up. And look at the news, bro. I don't even turn the news on because of all that negative shit, man.
Yeah, it's horrible.
You know, but in my head, I'm like, nah, you always got to watch out, bro. You just never know. You know what I'm saying? So I'm knock on wood. Nothing's ever happened to me, bro, but what they say, I'd rather have it on me than not. I'd rather get caught with it than not get caught with it at all.
I don't be around
some shit like that. Niggas in other words, I'm always strapped.
You the OG.
Yeah, though, like, and it's, you know what? I hope I never gotta use it, bro.
Yeah.
You know, so.
But do you feel like with that energy, you're accepting or bringing that energy to you?
Yeah, I know, man. I know. I'm trying to change that, bro.
Because when you think about it, a lot of the rappers that have got shot or killed,
right?
They bring that energy to them.
Yeah.
Based off how they move, what they say, what they do, things like that.
Your words usually carry power.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what I mean? So the people who are still, look at Hov. You know what I mean? After a certain age, he's like, I'm not moving like that no more.
Yeah, of course.
And bro. You know what I mean? I'm me.
Yeah, but that man can't walk the streets by himself.
No, 100%. But he's at that level. But I just brought the example of his words and actions change. So his energy in which he accepts is different.
For sure. But trust me, there's a hater out there watching him.
Oh, 100%.
And I always worry about the same exact thing. You know what I'm saying? No matter how much of a good guy I am, there's always going to be someone that's going to hate on me.
100%.
So, and I'm cool with it, bro. You know, that's
just because you're you.
That's why I'm fit, because I'm ready to fight somebody, bro.
Hello.
You know?
Hello. Drop down real quick on one of these. What'd you want to switch to as far as like the
transition? Who you listening to right now, Shaq? If you were to get in your car right now, who's playing right now?
Man, I'm doing.
You're thinking too much. Now you're going into your head.
So I go back and forth. I'm like a song person if the album doesn't really click.
Okay.
So I was listening to Wiz earlier.
Who's like Cleveland?
Cushion Orange Juice.
Oh wow, okay.
Yeah, I was listening to Old Wiz, so like Memorize, Statement.
The state of music is in a pretty bad place.
Yeah.
Like, I think for our age group, like I'm listening to a lot of like older shit, like albums that I was like, damn, I appreciated it in that moment. And now I'm just like, I'm bringing it back. Like, it's kind of like a 10-year spin back for me.
Nah, I was listening to Drake's new album, Certified Lover Boy, for like a month. Heavy.
You liked it?
He's got some amazing quotes in there, bro.
He does. He has some great songs.
I've been losing, what is it? I've been losing friends and finding peace.
Yeah.
Bro, that's real shit and right there, bro.
That seems like a fair trade to me.
It is, bro. Like,
peace is one of the best things that we have in
my life. I've been losing friends and family, but you know what?
Peace.
I'm okay with that, bro, because it's putting me at peace.
Yeah,
you know, and one of the closest people next to me he's not there right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm cool with that, bro, because I'd rather have peace than have that headache. Mm-hmm. You know, as much as that shit hurts, bro. But
that's also a part of, like you said, finding yourself. That's one of the emotional, emotional, physical, and mental, like, actual aspects is finding peace. Because when you start to, and we all went through it, you know what I mean? Especially, I feel like this time, we had to kind of, like, disassociate ourselves with certain individuals to find that peace.
Yeah.
Because they're not bringing us anything.
Bro,
you know what I mean?
My morning talk yesterday got the most views that I've ever had.
What was it?
The most DMs. And that's just to prove that a lot of people are going through it. It was, it said, you found somebody else to get over me, while I found myself to get over you. Baby girl, we are not the same. Come on. You know what I'm saying? Like,
smooth, brother, smooth.
Yeah,
smooth.
Bro. That shit is ill right there, bro. Mm-hmm. You know, and when I first heard it, because I did not come up with that shit, but when I heard it, I had to play that shit like 10 times because I was like, wow.
You know it resonated with you.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Bro. Yeah, immediately. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, yo, what a blessing, bro, to be able to find myself. You know what I'm saying? That shit is, this is the illest shit that's ever happened to me, bro. I feel like a different person completely, bro, mentally and physically.
So now that you're in that state.
Now I just got to get over my daughter moving out.
Yeah.
And then emotionally, I'll be 100 again.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So
I think I'm going into 22. A different
with
person.
The right
you
mindset.
You can't touch me right now, bro. In 22. Yeah. You can't.
Which that's.
I don't care what you're driving, what you're living in. I don't care how much money you got. Then none of that shit matters to me. I am not comparing myself to nobody, bro. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to impress anybody. I'm dead ass going to Walmart and spend $30 on a whole outfit. But my watch game, my jewelry game, and my shoe games is always gonna be on point, and you can't fuck with me.
Like keeping it a buck, yeah.
I'm just saying.
It a buck, yeah.
You know. How's that rental property doing for you? No.
It's going trash. So we
know what I'm saying?
We could talk about that. Like you wanted to touch on the importance of buying versus.
Oh, yeah. Mortgage versus rent.
Mm-hmm. We can definitely touch on that.
Yeah, we can because that's real life shit. Right now, kids are making a few dollars. They're 20, 21, you know, 25, whatever. And they're like, yo, I'm moving out of my parents' house. I'm flipping mad kicks. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, that's what it is. What, you bought something? Nah, I got an apartment for $1,800 a month. Well, you're stupid. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's...
You'll never see a black penny of that again. That's over $20,000 a month, a year.
But tell them, structure that in a way where...
Well...
Because remember, some people may not be able or in the position
so
to
let,
buy.
Let's say the average rent right now is about $2,000. Let's just say $2,000. Yeah. That's a mortgage on about $450,000.
Mm-hmm.
Do the math. Break that down. The average interest rate right now is about 3%.
Mm-hmm.
So 3% of $400,000 is $1,600.
Mm-hmm.
Plus your taxes and insurance, you'd be at about $2,400 a month.
Mm-hmm.
But at least you're building equity.
Mm-hmm.
And you're building growth, a wealth for the future. You know, and a year from now, if you want to sell your home, you take it and you sell it. That apartment, after that 1 year lease, that $20,000 that you paid is gone.
You'll be in a situation like me where after 5 years.
Oh, yo, Mike, you got to get out. You can't
gone.
Do shit about it.
One of them also, the house, adjusts for inflation in a good way.
Mm-hmm. Of course, yeah.
The rent. Doesn't adjust for inflation
right.
In a bad way.
Absolutely.
Meaning your...
You think landlords are going to be like, yo, I know things are rough right
your
now.
Rent
I'm
going
to lower your rent to 14.
No, it increases.
No,
every 10, usually every year it increases. Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Look, let's think about it. We're in October. A year ago, October, gas was $1.80. Gas is $3.20 right now in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're on the West Coast, it's probably like $5.
Yeah.
But bro, that's a 70% increase.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That dollar that you had last October can't buy you the same thing today.
Yeah, and I want people to be aware of like the inflation that's happening right now in the world is very real. If you're not up to game on that, please be aware
of
what's going on.
It's as high as it was in 2008, 13 years ago.
Where the recession was at.
So does that mean we're heading into a recession?
Or
I don't know. But I know that whatever's happening right now, it's out of control. Mm-hmm. Home prices shouldn't be the way they're going. Fuel prices, yo, everything is going up.
Yeah.
Even McDonald's dollar menu went up.
Mm-hmm. I haven't been there.
I don't rock with McDonald's anyways.
Yeah.
I got my daughter happy.
I rock with the king. I don't play around with clowns.
It's definitely a pendulum.
That was bad?
It's a pendulum swing, right? Mm-hmm.
Did you catch that one?
Yeah. I tried.
I don't rock with the clowns. I rock with the...
No. I tried to go over.
Burger King is probably worse.
I tried to go over.
Yo, I don't mess with any of them no more. Yeah. Shout outs to all of you guys. Chick-fil-A, baby. Let's go.
Their nuggets is
that Cobb salad is where it's at.
It's like raccoon meat. It's different.
No, no, no. I don't touch that no more. No. I don't touch it no more.
I mean, that's a great thing. Yeah. But
put me on to salmon. I eat salmon now.
You didn't eat salmon before?
No, bro. Salmon, oof, horrible. Mike, what? Like, yo, hey, but you gotta go to Bahama Breeze.
But I feel like in a like Spanish culture, you guys eat codfish.
Fried. Yeah, that's bacalao.
Yeah, bacalao. Like, yeah, bacalaitos. Yeah.
But you know how much shit goes into that bacalao? How much sazon and sofrito and all that? Bro, by the time that shit is done,
like, remember the
amount of salt that's in that shit?
There's nothing healthy about that shit.
Nah, bro. Like, they take the fish, which is healthy, and then they come and they add mad shit to it.
And they're fried.
And it tastes extreme. It's delicious, right? With a little bit of white rice and some habichuelas on the side. Bro, that's an amazing dish.
Tortones.
But my man, also tortones, papa, he's like, what up? Yo, when you're done with this meal, you're in 2,000 calories.
Yeah,
easy.
Yeah,
and then what you're going to take it down with? With a water? Nah, nigga, you ain't
taking
that
shit. Cola.
Una colita, una cola champagne, right? Come on, baby. You already know the deal, man. But yeah, so the codfish that us Hispanics eat, that shit is not healthy, bro.
What's something that all Hispanics eat that you were like, this is fucking disgusting?
Oh, morcilla.
Oh, my God, gosh, bro.
Yo, dog, my mom eats that shit, and I'm
chill.
I'm like, yo, you're... you're a vampire.
Like, nah, I'm good, bro.
That's absolutely disgusting.
Like, blood sausage.
Yo, just think, it's blood sausage, bro.
It's gross.
That shit just sounds disgusting, bro. Mm-hmm.
My grandma used to make that.
But yeah, I think that's the only thing that I do not eat that's Hispanic.
I hate maltas.
Malta?
Nah, you're wild.
I can't talk to you for the rest of the show.
I hate maltas.
I don't drink them anymore, but
I never understood the maltas.
I used to drink it like it was beer growing up. Like, I used to pop in and be like, shit,
if you drink like 38 of them, you might feel a buzz.
Yeah, because it has a
it's
little
malt. Yeah, it's got a little malt. Bit.
Yeah.
It's a little malt.
Yo, Mata is the shit, bro. Mata is the shit.
That's a cold one?
Yo,
a freezer? Oh, like,
my God. It has to be cold. If it's any kind of warm, it's horrifying.
I used to do it like ring dings. Remember those?
What? Word? I said a Puerto Rican. Nigga said ring ding.
That's not Puerto Rican. That is not Hispanic.
I used to drink.
What's a Hispanic pastry, Mike?
The fucking guava.
Or the guava.
Yeah, the guava.
But growing up, like, I used to love like acapurrias.
Oh no, acapurrias is
acapurrias, pateles.
Yeah, like, patelitos and all that.
Yeah, I used to body them.
Some might call it empanadas.
What's the
Relleno de papa.
Relleno de papa.
You know Daltona is so Puerto Rican, they sell them at some Publixes?
Of course, dog. Are you kidding me?
I went to Publix and I was
We gentrifying the shit out of
Publix. And for the people who don't know where Daltona is, it's in Central Florida. Because we're going to have people from everywhere.
It's like you got it's Puerto Rico, then Kissimmee, and then Daltona. Right?
Then again, you got what?
Puerto Rico, then Kissimmee.
Oh, facts.
Then Daltona.
Nah, but you forgot Poinciana.
Yeah, but that's in the Kissimmee realm.
Yeah, that's kind of Kissimmee.
They'll share it.
Yeah, you're right.
They got the same moss.
And then definitely it shoots all the way to Daltona.
Yeah,
for sure. So we're also known as Del Rico.
Yep, Del Rico.
Del Rico.
Yeah, Sheesh. And then if you want to go to Cuba, just go to Miami.
Yeah.
So I just want for people listening, like, what made you want to come on the podcast? Like, what was it for you that you were like, you know what?
So I started the morning talks that I do on my Instagram, Big A Custom. Mm-hmm. And the response was just unbelievable, bro. The amount of people that need help and are scared to ask for it is just through the roof, bro. Mm-hmm. Like dudes like me and you. Mm-hmm. As men that come from the streets, we're used to taking our emotions, take it on the chin and throwing it in your back pocket and just shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
and correct. Just keep it moving. But today, you talk to dudes that look like us, and they're like, yeah, man, I'm in therapy. Mm-hmm. Like, what? To me, therapy was a rich thing. You only went to therapy because you had bread.
Yeah.
And you could deal with that. In the hood, therapy.
I was watching
therapy?
I was lighting a blunt, drinking a 40 or whatever.
I forgot, like, the guy's name exactly, but he wrote a book. He was on The Breakfast Club, and he was talking about, like, as men, we have a lot of moments. Like, let's say you're pulling up in your driveway, and that 10 minutes for you, like, sitting in your driveway, just sitting in your car, was like your therapy for you.
Yeah, bro.
And that's sad that that's what it was. Like, you would deal with, after coming home from work, you sit there and you just like, okay, now I have to deal with the next thing.
Yeah,
and you just sit in, and that was our therapy.
Sure.
You know, which is nuts.
Sure.
You know what's crazy? When you said that the whole concept of us not talking.
Right. Talking about it and putting it in
talking about
pocket.
It or talking about it to others.
Yeah, for sure.
I was reading something somewhere in the there was a stat that said we don't talk to strangers. 70% of people don't talk to strangers because they're afraid they won't say anything back.
Sure, sure.
Right?
Sure.
So I feel like that's why we don't display our emotions to other people, because for one, we probably feel like they don't care. Right? And for two, they're not going through the same thing I'm going through. So why should they care?
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Until you realize.
Until you realize, like, yeah, damn, like, yeah, y'all really going through the same things I'm going through, probably in different ways.
Which is why I was telling you that morning talk I had yesterday.
Yeah.
Bro, the amount of people that, yo, paragraphs in the DMs. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, I went through that too. And, yo, people just pouring out their emotions. And I respond to every single person, bro.
Yeah.
Because if you're sharing, I want to respond and let you know, yo, my man, I got you. I've been there too. And if you ever need somebody to talk to, I'm here, bro.
Yeah,
my number's in my bio. Call me, text me, bro.
Yeah.
Well, don't text me. Call me because I hate texting.
Yeah, yeah, this thing is the worst
texter. I will call you. I'm 43. Texting. I'm not 19.
Worst texter.
Ain't anything wrong with it.
Nah, but you're real. You're real.
And I also have a ninth grade degree, so I education. So but I don't know how to text math, well. Though. You're great at math. Yeah, so I got to do talk to text.
Yes.
Yeah, but my math is on point.
Yeah,
my math is on point.
And we don't really realize that sometimes, like
that as long as you know how to read and know math, you're good for life.
I don't think he's
all
going
the other subjects like science and all that is trash.
Nah, you
history need, of Christopher Columbus never did anything.
You need that.
That's true. That's true though.
But there's a difference between like school taught history and real
history
research.
Yeah, for sure.
No, what I was gonna say is that we don't realize like how small certain little small gestures could be huge for somebody.
Oh man,
yeah,
yes.
Bro. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, that post you did probably made someone's day where they felt like, yo, I could relate to this person. I'm going to go ahead and let everything out in this paragraph. He's actually going to care and understand.
100%.
You know? 100%. So we don't realize certain gestures that how big or small they maybe they matter.
I agree with that 100%. I feel like I'm bad at doing that sometimes. So I may do it randomly. Like sometimes I'll text or call him and be like, I just love you, bro.
Oh, that's beautiful.
You know what I mean? Like, and I feel
nobody's
like
nobody's ever texted me and said I love you.
I actually told you I love you on your birthday and you didn't run me back. It's all good.
But I feel like I need to do that more often with people that are in my circle and around, but I get too caught up in my day-to-day agenda.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and one of my homeboys, Brandon, Breezy, lives in Miami, and he was like,
shout out to Brandon.
What I'm trying to do more is as soon as you cross my mind, I'm going to send you a message. Even if it's short, to let you know I was thinking about you.
Sure.
That's because beautiful. I don't know. We take for granted the goodbyes and the hellos.
Word.
Because I don't know if this is going to be the last goodbye or hello that I say to you. Mm. Subconsciously, we don't think about that.
Did I tell you about what happened to me on my way to Atlanta last week?
No.
Oh. The passenger next to me died.
What?
Yo, so it's me, my nephew, Sean. I'm in the aisle seat. Row 17, A, B, and C to be exact. Homie that was in the window seat, 17A. Sean was in 17B in the middle, and I was in 17C.
At the end, yeah.
From Orlando to Atlanta, hour and 10-minute flight.
Yeah.
Quick, right? Yo, we sit back, we fall asleep. Sean just happened to wake up, and we're big guys, so he kind of bumped homie that was at the window and shook him, and he kind of woke me up too. He had to go to the bathroom. So I get up, go to the aisle, and Sean goes to the bathroom by the pilot, so all the way to the front.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, homie looks at me. I sit down, he looks at me, and then he has this blank stare, looks up at the air, and he's like, can you get me some water? And I'm like, yeah, I got you. He's like, can you call the flight attendant? So I was like, no problem. Ding, I called the flight attendant. She comes up, he has his mask off. She's like, sir, I need you to put your mask on. He goes to grab it, just what? Falls back.
No way.
Yo, his what? Eyes start flickering, and I'm like, what? Yo, she runs to the back of the plane, grabs the PA. She's like, does anyone on board have medical experience?
Yes.
This lady that, yo, it's crazy because as she was getting on board, she had 4 children, like ages 3 to 8.
Mm-hmm.
All of them look just like her, gorgeous kids. And I told her, I was like, oh my God, they look just like you. They're beautiful. So I remember her vividly. Yo, bro, she didn't even hesitate. She mm-hmm. got up. She's like, yo, I got experience with the AED machine, which is the one that shocked
me. Yeah, yo, the defibrillator.
Yo, she grabbed that shit, ran right to homie, and she's going like this. She's giving him the
like he's gone.
He's gone. He has no pulse. So the flight attendant goes, he's gone. He has no pulse. He's dead. He died. Yo, bro.
You're still in the air.
We're still in the air, bro.
How old was this person?
No, peep game.
Uh-huh.
A minute goes by. She's like, I need a bag of ice. Yo, she puts a bag of ice on top of his head. She's fanning him. My man wakes up, dog. His eyes came back.
What?
She brought him back to life. This man had no pulse for over a minute, and she brought him back to life. Yo, the plane went crazy. Everybody started clapping. It was
holy.
Yo, my man stood up and walked off the plane with the EMT when we landed.
That's crazy.
The entire plane cooperated. Yo, I'm in the back. I'm in the back, and I'm crying, bro. Like legit crying.
Yeah, he was.
My daughter just moved out.
Yeah, so everything hits you at one time.
I'm a wreck already, right? I'm like, I'm dealing with this already. And I just had the last words with my man, and he died in front of me.
Yeah, you're fucked up at this
point. Oh man, I'm destroyed, bro. You're like, destroyed.
What is happening?
Yeah. Yo, and then the nurse comes to the back to sit with her kids again, and she goes, "Sir, you're a hero." I'm like, I'm a hero? I'm like, man, you just saved my man. Like, yeah. You just saved him. You just brought him back to life.
Yeah.
She goes, yeah, but if you would have never called,
he would have just been there.
He would have just died.
Yeah, what was
there.
It?
I was like, so if there was a hero, it was my nephew, Sean, because he's the one that, yo, I said it was the Lord, bro. That was God all day long.
That was God,
that said, hey, Sean, wake up and wake this man up. And he bumped him, bro. And that little bump gave him the opportunity. Yo, he was dripping. First of all, he was just dripping in sweat. Yo, Frontier, amazing service, bro. Shout out to Frontier. I've used them like 5 times this year. It's been amazing. I haven't had no issues.
They usually get a bad rep.
Usually they do. I had one years ago, but you know, shit happens.
Yeah.
But Frontier, they killed it, bro. Their team was on it, bro. Like on it, bro. They did not skip a beat, bro.
How old was the person?
Yo, young, bro. Probably under 40.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. And healthy, skinny dude. Not overweight, nothing like that, bro. But you just never know what a person is going through. You know what I'm saying? Or his health issues. We don't know what health issues he had.
That's why.
But he said it was his first time that ever happened to him. So whatever it was wild, bro. Yeah.
That's why, like, exactly what we were just talking about. We don't know when's the last time going to be for a hello or goodbye. We take them too gracefully.
Yeah,
bro. Me saying hello or goodbye to you should be meaningful.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
More
like,
so than...
Like my father in the group chat, one thing he does, he says he loves us to all of us every day. He does not miss a beat with that. And I was always like, this nigga's so fucking emotional. And that's...
crazy,
now as a
bro.
Dad, you get it.
Yeah,
as a absolutely. Dad, you get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. No, in life, we go through things and we're like, yo, what is he talking about?
Yeah.
And then when it happens, you're like, oh, shit, that makes sense now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you, bro, as I'm getting older, the knowledge is just crazy, bro. You know, and there's little shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Me and my daughter, we text every day. Every single day, we'll FaceTime. Daddy, I love you. All right, mommy, I love you too. Mm-hmm. Cool. If I get that every day, I'm gravy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But
I feel like it's something that we consistently just have to work on.
Yeah, that's a fact.
You know what I mean? Just consistent. Like, he does it a lot too. Like, he'll send a text message and be like, bro, I'm just checking up on you.
That's what's
you know
up.
What
that's
I mean? And
man.
It's definitely, it doesn't go unnoticed. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's definitely appreciated because nobody has to do that.
Correct.
Yeah. Nobody has to. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, like, we get caught up on our own day to day. You know what I mean? Yeah. So for somebody to take 2 minutes, 3 minutes out of their day to just be like, I'm thinking about you, or how are you doing, or means what's going on? Like, it means a lot. You know what I mean?
Fact,
growing up,
bro.
Like, you don't think about it because you're just like, I'm just chilling, bro. Like, whatever, I'm good. But
I'm chilling, man.
But it's appreciated.
The people have been taken out of my life in the past 36 months, it's crazy the way it's happened, bro. He's just been picking them all out one by one and just replacing them with different people. And all the new people in my circle, solid, bro.
You know what's wild?
Solid, bro.
A year, about 2019, before the pandemic hit, we were sitting down and he was like, yo, I prayed last night for God to take out anybody in my life that negative. I didn't want to be.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need them there or I don't want them there.
Sure.
And randomly, bro, like, I swear on everything, randomly, people just started exiting.
Yeah, bro.
Showing their true colors, just exiting.
100%.
And then, like, we had the conversation and he was like, bro.
It's supposed to happen, yeah.
It's supposed to be like this.
Nah,
and
you
want to
see a homie
shoot crazy.
Color, let them ask you for a favor and you say no.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And if they flip out or they just bug out on you, bro, that's not a true friend. Bro.
100%.
They got to understand why you said no.
100%.
You know, a real person is going to understand that. You know what I'm saying?
So you have to, like, yep.
There's a TikTok that's going viral. It's this old white man and they ask him, like, his business.
Oh,
and stuff.
The one in
and,
the Bentley.
Yeah, and he's talking about, like, how he makes money off medical. Yes. And then they're like, what would be your best experience, like, your best advice, like, with people? And he's like, figure out who you trust and take them all the way.
That's it.
And I'm like, yeah, that's really
it's
it.
It's a fact, bro. It's like, a fact.
Figure out who you really trust, who's really in your corner, and just go all the way.
I've always had major trust issues with my business, bro. Letting anybody in.
Yeah.
Telling them my secrets and how to make money.
Yeah, it used to be like super.
Yeah.
No, you can't even be in the office.
I ain't allowed nobody into my shop.
Used to be like, yo, Number one, you always had cameras since before. Like,
still
it was
do.
A thing.
Still
yeah,
do.
Yeah.
I think I'm Scarface out this bitch.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, fact. Better safe than sorry, though.
And yeah. Then,
go on test.
Yeah, we used to be in the shop. You used to be like, who's that? Y'all know him? Like, y'all know him from school?
Yeah.
So, all right, but,
yeah, he's good. He's good.
You come here. Y'all trust him? Like, yeah, dog. But we've been chopping it for a minute. You know, I'm happy that we're back. This is, I feel like this is going to be something special. Where do you guys, like, see the pod going? Now that all three of us are here, like, what are some goals that we have with this podcast moving into the next, let's say, year and just a few episodes?
Into 22?
Yeah.
I mean, I say we leave it up to the people, man. Let them write in the comments below what they want to hear from us. I mean, we pretty much told the people who we are.
Correct.
So, if you're following us, you know who we are. Mm-hmm. What do you want to know about us? What do you want to hear us talk about? You know, just leave it in the comments below, man, and let us know. Or you can leave it in my IG. Either way, man, we're here to discuss whatever you guys want to hear. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to touch on everything. You know, real life, right. real life shit, man. Man. That's...
I just want to bring value. That's it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Just make sure I'm bringing value to everybody's life, because them taking out an hour and a half, 30 minutes out of their day. Whether they're going to work in the morning, they listen to it and it's going to work, or they're picking up the kids from school or cleaning the house.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that they feel like it's necessary.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? To listen to us, that we as a collective have a message that we're delivering to them.
If I had a message to close us out, it would be, if you're looking to lose weight and you love yourself, can you give yourself 10 minutes a day?
Mm-hmm.
10 minutes. And I always say this. I say, walk out your door, set your timer for 10 minutes. Walk when the alarm goes off. Come back. That's a total of 20 minutes. Can you give yourself 20 minutes a day? The average person walks a mile in 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. So if you're just starting off, you might do 3/4 of a mile. But that's 3/4 of a mile that you're not doing. And if you do that every day, you'll grow more. 20 minutes will turn into 30, into 40. Bro, I never thought I'd be walking an hour plus every single morning just for shits and giggles.
So, you know, I feel like I kind of understand why people have an issue with that. More so because people are focused on the goal, right? So I went to a job interview not too long ago, and they asked me, are you more detail-oriented or are you the bigger picture person? And I was like, I'm probably more detail-oriented, because when you focus on the goal, you're not focused on your systems. Your systems is what gets you to the goal, right? That's your day-to-day. Right. So if I want to lose 100 pounds, I'm not worried about losing to 100 pounds. I'm learning about losing 2 pounds a week. So what are my systems that I'm doing every day going to equate to me losing that 100 pounds?
Yeah, for sure.
That's going to happen if my system is in place.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right? So nonchalantly, I need to put myself in autopilot, have this routine of daily habits that's going to equate to me losing that 100 pounds. Yeah. So don't focus on the goal. Focus on what's going to actually get you there, your that's daily, right. day-to-day. So I feel like that's why people have a lot of problems, because they're like, oh my God, I have to get to this 100 pounds, or I have to get to this 50 pounds, or I have to save $5,000 at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Save $5 and congratulate yourself.
For sure.
Because we don't give ourselves daily success on the things that we accomplish, because life is hard.
Saving $5,000 a year, just break it down into 365, and whatever that number is, put that every day into a piggy bank.
Exactly.
Get yourself one of those big plastic 5-gallon jugs. And every day you got to discipline yourself to put that in there.
And I always say, if you don't hit your goal,
but at least you saved.
You at least you saved.
Compared
to you not having anything
than you were doing a year ago.
100%.
If your life is still in the same exact spot that it was 12 months ago, something's wrong there. You got to switch it up. You know, I knock on wood that I've grown in every which way, year after year after year after year, in business, in life, in all of that, bro. You know what I'm saying? And it's because I always push myself.
Mm-hmm.
And in 22, I'm looking to just chill. Just chill, bro. I gotta get off the long work days. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Like, so for now, going into 22, to kind of like end it off, what do you feel like is each of you the most important thing you own? I know I asked this question earlier, but what do you feel like is the most important thing that you own?
You want me to go?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
So, like off
and we
camera.
Could all have the same answer, but
off camera we discussed it, and I thought he meant something tangible. And if we're talking about a tangible aspect, like I didn't have an answer,
mm-hmm.
but if we're talking about just life in general, it would be 100% would be time.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned to like organize my days and really structure things out to where it's the most important thing. Like, wasting my time, or like, if we agree on something and you're not there, like, it's probably like the biggest smack in the face you can do for me at the age I'm at, just where I'm at in life. So it 100% be time for me.
What about you, A?
For me, when you asked the question off camera, yeah, I immediately said my stock portfolio.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because that's my retirement.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I'm like, yeah, that's the most important thing for me as a person.
Absolutely.
That's tangible, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you
broke it down.
When we broke it down and you asked the question, mm-hmm, I still wouldn't have said time.
What you would have said?
It's one of those brain farts where I'm like, damn, bro, that's a hard one, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and for me, it always comes down to money for some reason. Like, I'm always like, oh, well, this or my house because it's paid for. And mm-hmm, but nah, bro, it's none of that, bro. Because at this point in life, I don't care about any of that. It's I'm so focused on mental and physical health, bro. That,
which is a great place to
be. Yo, I work all day and I'm itching to just go to the gym, bro. Yeah, yeah.
You're focused on you, which is a great place.
So you can say your health.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the most important thing you have right now.
Yeah.
Is your health.
And I think it's going to be that for a very long time,
which,
bro.
In actuality, if you don't have your health, you can't do.
You have
the
nothing,
money
bro.
Don't matter. Yeah. The house
yo,
don't
bro.
Matter.
Yeah. None
nothing
of it,
else
bro.
Matters.
Yeah.
You can't spend time with your family because if you're sick, you know what I mean?
Yo, like, as I've been getting better physically and mentally, I'm growing even bigger successfully.
Yeah.
Because God is opening up other doors for me, like the walking and talking in the morning. I wasn't doing that last year because I wasn't walking and I wasn't talking. Mm-hmm. So look, that's a whole new outlet for me. This podcast is a new outlet for me. Like, I want to tell my story to people, bro. I want to help anyone and everyone if I can. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
talk to me, bro.
It's crazy that you haven't read that, but in that, the first chapter in that book is called Don't Try. Because the story he tells about the author in which he became famous for not caring. He was a drunk. He was a drug addict. And he started writing poetry and then started writing books. Got turned down until he started telling his story. Then he blew up. So in essence, he was saying, if you start to focus on yourself and not care what's going on out there, really not giving a fuck in a sense,
yeah,
sure, and start focusing on yourself, that's when success will become faster because you're not worried. You're focused on you. You're not trying hard.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
So you just explained that first chapter in that book without even correlating it together. Crazy.
What would it be for you, Shep?
Time. We've discussed that, but control. Mm-hmm. I would say control as of what I can control in my life.
You're a teacher, so it's not fair.
What?
You're smarter than me.
No, man, I'm not smarter than you.
And you're very well spoken.
So, thank you. Yeah. I'm not smarter than you, though. No,
you're smarter than me.
I would say control. You know what I mean?
Says it.
Control my emotions, right? Control the people around me. Control my money. You know what I mean? Control is one of the most things that I have to me. The things I can't control, I try not to stress over. Reason being, because I can't control them. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like,
sure.
If I get a flat tire, what am I stressing over me getting a flat tire? I just have to fix it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't dwell over it. And I feel like that's what a lot of people have. They dwell over situations that they can't control.
Yeah.
Just focus on the controllables and life will go smoother. Don't try.
You know what I want to teach the youth? Financial discipline.
100%.
I want to teach them how to do that, bro.
100%.
Anytime someone says that thing in that clip with Drewski, when he's like, financial literacy.
It's important. He was making a joke, but it's important.
No, it's the
school system is made so that you're always in debt.
It's crazy because when I was in Miami for that 2019 period, I got an opportunity to teach the kids, 12th graders, financial literacy, he knows.
Yeah.
And it was amazing because just to see what they thought they wanted and can achieve,
sure,
and what was monetarily available if you don't put that work in.
Right, right, right.
Like, beginning of class, the first day, I'm like, all right, what do you guys want? What is your dream house look like? What does your dream car look like? Oh, I want a Range. I want a Lamborghini. I want a condo. I want a crib. Okay, how are you going to get it?
Sure.
What does that look like? You don't know.
No, you're right.
So you have to put that plan into place. Absolutely. Financially to how you're going to get those things.
Yeah.
Because we could all say we want something, but until we actually put the plan into action, we're not going to achieve those things.
Yeah. That's a fact.
Same thing with money. That's the most important thing, right? In order to achieve freedom. Because that's all we want at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
It's financial freedom to be able to not have to go to work and go 3, 4, 5, 6 vacations
a
year.
Sure.
Go to Disney, go to Cheesecake Factory.
But that can all happen the moment you learn that less is more.
100%.
And you need to stop comparing your life to the next man. There's always going to be someone with a flyer car, a prettier woman, a nicer house. Yo, all of that shit. You're never going to be the top dog, bro.
What did Cole say? Love yours.
You know what I'm saying? So, yo, just compare your life to what it was a year ago and a year before that. Are you doing better than that man? Is Shaq doing better in 2021 than he was in 2020 and 2019? Mm-hmm. And if you're not, then you work on that.
And I struggled with that.
Yeah, fact.
I struggled with that a lot, bro.
But I'm 43, bro. You guys are kids still in my eyes. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, This all just happened to me in the last few years. I just learned all this. Because I was always too busy trying to be the fly guy, the nice car, the nice house. And I'm like, yo, for who? Why any 6 bedrooms and 8 bathrooms? There's only 3 of us.
And none of that matters.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you know what? What's better? Downsizing, buying something that is mine, and not having to worry about, yo, I can't pay my mortgage because my house is paid off. I can afford to go on this vacation because I'm living, what is that?
Minimalizing. Minimalistic. Bro. Yep.
Yeah, of course, man. And if, as a culture, if we can learn how to do that, you'll live a better life, bro.
It's us spreading that, right? The people that are essentially in the culture. If rappers and actors and people like that, social media in general, push that narrative that it's okay to live a minimalistic life. Mm-hmm. Like, we always see Bill Gates walking down the street, not one Gucci belt in sight. We always see that, of course. Like that whole like comparison.
Yeah.
But actuality, they're so focused on their craft that's not even a thought in mind, right? Not saying that Gucci's bad. I love designer stuff. Sure, you know what I mean? I love fashion. But over buying and overspending is the issue.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Do we keeping need up with every single? We know people
above your means.
Do we know people that you need every single pair of Christian Dior's that come out?
Yeah.
No.
You know, I just found out where that Keeping Up with the Joneses came from in 2019 when I went to Savannah.
Where is it from?
There's a strip, like let's say Melrose in LA. So in Savannah, there's a strip where there's mansions of homes, and the Joneses family had the biggest one. Mm-hmm. They also had the most slaves.
Mm-hmm. Oh shoot.
So all the other rich folks, they were like, I want a bigger house than the Joneses.
I got to keep up with the Joneses.
So everyone was trying to keep up with the Joneses. Mm. So I heard that when I went on one of those tours.
Yeah, wow.
In
Savannah? Georgia,
in Savannah. Yo, bro, the history there is just deep and disgusting, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
now that I know that, I'll never say it again.
Yeah.
Nah,
So that came from a rich white person from Savannah who wanted more slaves and a bigger mansion.
And my girl wants to go to Savannah, too.
So yo, like, bro, the history is beautiful.
That'll definitely
it's wild, bro. Yeah. It's wild.
It's a beautiful place. I've heard my parents went, but we know the history.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be a whole different episode.
That shit it destroyed me, bro. Yeah, when the tour guy was telling us that the rich at one point were buying homes and tearing them down because people wanted the slave bricks. The homes were built with slave. Yo, you can actually look at the brick and you can see fingerprints in the concrete that they used to build those bricks. And people that were building homes wanted slave bricks. It was, you'd be more profitable buying the property, tearing it down, and selling it brick by brick than you were selling the whole property as is.
Whatever you think, like racism, slavery, like however bad you think it was 10 times worse than what you think it was.
Oh my God.
You know?
I can't even imagine.
People, we weren't looked at as people. We were eaten. We were fed as bait. It was bad. Yeah. But that's a whole nother episode.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
To we've been talking about an hour now, and just to end this, man, I'm happy that you're on here, A.
Yeah, me too.
Appreciate you guys took me
on. Appreciate everybody's time.
Nobody wants me.
Yeah, this thing is stupid.
Here we go.
So I'm happy that you guys took me on.
You got another dad joke before we end?
A dad joke?
Yeah, you got one?
Nah, he's thinking too hard.
Yeah, he's thinking too hard. You ain't got
one.
Yeah, thinking too hard.
You got to have him ready.
Yeah, you're right, man.
But not, sounding off. I appreciate everybody tuned in. Look forward to us being a lot more consistent with this. Structured and with that.
Definitely. Social media. He's looking up a dad joke.
Yeah,
that's Shaq.fig on Instagram.
Yeah,
I'm gonna start being more active on there now. Not as much as y'all, but
bet on McGirt. I try to change it to Shirt McGirt, and somehow that's taken.
Really?
Yeah, somehow that's taken. But I'm only gonna be posting mad screen printing videos. So if you're into that, go ahead.
And A, and tell him yours, of course. Plug yours in.
Yo, but before I forget.
Here we go.
Right, here we go.
Yo, so my buddy Dave, David, lost his ID the other day. Mm-hmm. We just call him Dav now. Big A Customs. On all social medias. Because he lost his ID. On his
I got it.
We just call him Dav.
I got it. 100%.
You guys are haters. Fuck y'all. That shit was horrible. It was funny.
That shit was horrible.
That shit was horrible. Yo, but nah. So for real shit though.
Yeah.
My other homie, he just bought two dogs. He named one Timex and the other one Rolex. That's fire.
Oh, that's not a joke?
No, no. I'm dead ass serious. Oh, okay. Yeah, they're watchdogs.
Yo, all right. With that, we're out. Appreciate everybody.
Appreciate y'all.
Peace. That was that shit was horrible, dog.